Greetings, everybody. Today is, what is it? August 10th, 2019. So today we're doing this podcast, just a few little quick minutes about some thoughts that I'm having. So this morning we wake up to hear that Jeffrey Epstein apparently killed himself in a suicide. Now, if you don't know who Jeffrey Epstein is, he's the billionaire financier that's arrested for child human trafficking and all kind of other pedophile activities. He has a private island. He has his own jet. He's friends with Bill and Hillary. He's friends with Trump. He's friends with a lot of people up there, a lot of puppets and a lot of controllers. And the things that he's accused of, it's not just him alone who is guilty of it. So, you know, I pretty much knew that this case couldn't go anywhere. So now they're saying that he hung himself in his jail cell, which, you know, a lot of people might just jump and say, oh, he's dead. They killed him because they want to keep the secret, you know, which that seems very plausible because, you know, they do that all the time. But the fact that he's one of the insider guys, I'm questioning that. You know, me, my mind always works in different ways. So I think he's probably alive and well on his private island right now. You know what I mean? Sipping champagne and, you know, congratulating the people who did this fake death. The man is a billionaire. He can pay the guards. He can pay the medical examiner. He can pay all his way out. You know what I mean? If people want to believe that Tupac faked their death, trust me, Jeffrey Epstein is nothing to doing that. He has the money to fake his death. He can pay his way. He can pay the coroner. He can pay the guards. He can pay the warden. I mean, he can pay the prosecutor. Dude, bro can pay the judge. And this is what the problem is with this world. That's why no one will ever be held accountable for none of these actions that these people do. They have so much fake currency, so much of this fiat currency that run our life, so much of this fake money that run our lives. They have that, so they can get away with anything. Because guess what? People do anything for money. Majority of people, I will say 99% of people, do anything for money. I watch it. I see how people act around money. You know what I mean? The man case didn't even get the same steam that people had for R. Kelly, yo. That's what's so funny to me. Like, when they came out with the little R. Kelly show, everybody was like, oh, yeah. I mean, when I say everybody, I mean all the newspapers, all the media outlets, all the TVs, all the radio stations, all the talk shows, all the radio shows. Like, everything. Everything. All they could talk about is R. Kelly. We need to mute R. Kelly. We need to remove R. Kelly. We need to do this and do that. And here goes this man, Jeffrey Epstein, that Bill Clinton flew to his private island like 25 times on his private jet. The private island is called Orgy Island. I put a video of the island where there was little girls like child slaves dressed in little tutus and panties walking around. You understand me? Not just Bill have been there, Trump, so many other higher people. So at this stage, you know, if some people want, they can work with it that he got killed by his friends to keep the secrets. But, you know, my mind is crazy. So to me, he could be on his private island again, just chilling right now, continuing doing what he was doing now without even ever being worried about being arrested. Because now the character of what he plays, the character of Jeffrey Epstein, is now dead out of the public. He don't have to worry about nothing no more. He can do all his little things with ease. He's probably in Buckingham Palace with the Queen, laughing right now. You feel me? Or in Vatican City, laughing right now. Yeah, but that's just my two thoughts on these, man. You know what I mean? Question everything. Don't just jump and believe everything. Sometimes things aren't what they seem. Ah, shit.